Amen, 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 amen. You can stand for a moment if you will. And I want to open up the Word of God just for a moment. Amen. And I want to preach to you from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. You don't have to take a long time to do that. There are a lot of words between Genesis and Revelation. But there is the Word that I want to concentrate on. Amen. Genesis, the first chapter. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Let's go to Revelation. Amen. The last verse. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I just preached to you from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. There's a lot in between those two scriptures. You may be seated. Amen. So the rest of what I have to say, now that I have preached to you from Genesis to Revelation, it's just some comments to help you along the way. Amen. Just some comments to help you along the way. In between those two verses, God created, and the grace of the Lord be with you all. So be it. Amen means so be it. In between there are promises and promises and promises made by God Himself. Amen. And there are many, many episodes of people who have had experience. Some of them have lost things, and they looked to God, and God was their answer during a time of loss. Some of them have gone through some severe, severe problems, and God was their problem solver. Amen. Because God created all things, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with us all. Amen. We read in the book of John about the Word of God that was in the beginning with God and was God, and how that Word, amen, that Word came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but as to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. I hear a lot of people talk about receiving Christ as personal Savior. Well, if you will do that, you have the power to become a child of God. As many as received Him, because that same passage goes on down to verse 14, John, the first chapter, verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It's talking about Jesus Christ, the one that's also referred to in John, the last in Revelation written by John, the last verse that I read, the grace of our Lord and Savior be with you all. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Job lost just about everything. He was one of the richest men in the world. And there was a contest, and I won't take time to read it, but it's between Genesis and Revelation. There was a contest going on. Sons of God came to present themselves before God. And there was some assurance given in this book that nothing can happen to somebody who is trusting God, serving God, giving all to God, and being sincere about it. Nothing can happen to you that the devil can cause unless God allows it to happen. These lessons can be found in the book of Job. And if God is allowing something to happen, no matter how bad it is, God is able to make all this end up good. Hallelujah. The grace of our Lord be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And things happened. Bad things happened. He was sick. He lost things. His friends were mean to him. His wife wanted him to give up and curse God. But he just kept on holding on to his integrity. The Lord gives. The Lord takes away. Blessed be His holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Woman, you speak like a foolish woman. Though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. No matter what happens, I know where I am. I'm going to trust God. No matter what I lose. I came in the world with nothing. I didn't have anything when I started out. So why should I give up if I have nothing now? The Lord brought me here. Amen. Anything I ever had was given to me by God Himself. And the Lord gave it. And if He takes it away, blessed be His name. Hallelujah. I'm still here. I'm still here. Are you still here tonight? Yes. Praise God. So what's so wrong in your life that you can't give your whole life to Jesus? What have you ever had that was so important to keep you from giving it all to God? How big is the devil in your life? Is he your king? Is he your supreme one that rules your life? Is he so strong that you can't serve God? We read how God divided the light from the darkness. And how He separates righteousness from evil. And all through the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, there are those who are on the Lord's side and those who yield to temptation and walk in darkness. You ever been by a mean, vicious dog? Have you ever seen a dog that was mean? Now, wouldn't you rather walk within sight of a mean, vicious dog if the dog is on a leash? Wouldn't you prefer to have the dog on the leash? Or would you just be willing just to go near that mean, vicious dog that likes to run after people and bite them? Would you want to walk through somebody's yard if you knew that dog would want to hurt you and not on a leash? Let me tell you something. The devil's on a leash. He's wrapped in chains of darkness. And the only way he can get to you is if you go into that darkness where he's tied up. Praise God. And you get close enough to him that he can nip at you and he can hurt you and he can make you feel terrible. Look, if you want to stay away from the devil, walk in the light. Because in Jesus Christ there is no darkness at all. That's between Genesis and Revelation. There is no darkness at all. You just walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the old bad dog can't hurt you. When you veer off the light path and you get on the dark path, things happen. And the darkness can include a lot of things. It can just be a choice to not put what you know to be right first in your life. So I've already preached in Genesis and Revelation, so I don't have to go an hour. I don't have to go 2 hours. I could stop right now and say, look, from Genesis to Revelation, God loves you. God is for you and not against you. And Jesus wants to be your best friend. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Let us stand. Jesus wants to be your best friend. Amen. If you're watching out there, we have many people around the world who are watching us right now live. Or if you're listening in some of the audio streams, we have many others who are listening. Or if you're here for the first time and this is new to you, and wherever you are, I just want to say to you, all we're trying to do when we clap our hands, when we say praise the Lord, when we get, in some people's opinion, a little bit noisy because it goes past the traditional way they've known, amen, just know this, we're just trying to express our appreciation to the God who is with us now. Hallelujah. We want to just say I'm thankful, and we don't know how to tell him from our heart. So we do the same thing we do when we get excited, when we get a good present at Christmas time, or when our team wins the game. We clap our hands, we say, that's great! Hallelujah. We're just people that get emotional sometimes. Amen. Emotion is not necessarily worship, but when you worship God and when he's brought you out of the darkness and when that old devil can't get to you anymore without going through him, it just makes you want to say, hallelujah! And anybody that would suppress that, any group that would try to keep you from being able to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord, amen. I believe that if I had to be in a place where I could not express how I feel, I would welcome an opportunity to turn on the internet or go to a place like this where people can be real. Real. Everybody say real. So I'm not up here to give you some polished. And now it's time to read from the Word of God. Not making fun of those that do it that way. But I just read from the Word of God and I preached to you from Genesis to Revelation. If you want God, come up here. Amen. If you want God tonight, come up here. Now, that's simple. Because if it's that easy to get God, and I said, if you want God, come up here, and you're not here yet, where are you? Hallelujah. Are you near something that's going to hurt you? Are you choosing to say, I prefer to get hurt and to have more disappointment, more frustration, and more defeat in my life? Or you may be in this mindset. I've been there before. Look, if you've been here before and you didn't get what you needed, amen, the only way to get it is to keep on coming. Praise God. The answer is not giving up on God, cursing God. The answer is not throwing in the towel. The answer is not walking away sorrowful. The answer is keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. I want God, and therefore, if I have an opportunity to seek after Him, I want to seek after Him. Now, you don't have to come up here to seek after Him. Amen. If in your heart you want to, and something's holding you back, you can either stand right where you are, because we have power over the bad dog. Praise God. There's power in Jesus' name. And while others come up to join these that have come forward, there are people standing here right now that have determined in their lives, I'm going to keep on until I have the victory that's provided from Genesis to Revelation. There are others who have tried and they've had problems and they tried again. And they had problems and they're trying again. I don't know where you are tonight, but make sure you're not too close to the one who's on a leash. Praise God. Amen. Might do you a lot of good to step out and break your tradition the way you've always been, always held back a little bit. We're not of those who draw back. Amen. Hey, look, if you're afraid of God, you're going to leave here afraid. Praise God. But if you fear God and you want God, that kind of fear is love for God, reverence for God, respect for God. You can just stand where you are. You can come up here while others gather around. And you feel after God in your own way. You don't have to shout hallelujah. You don't have to say praise the Lord. But if you want Him, He knows it. Thank you, Jesus. And nothing can hurt you as long as you want God in your life. Nothing can stop you. Amen. For some people, just acknowledging in your heart, yes, I do want to change, that's a major step. Amen. So while those of you who are willing to come forward, come on and gather around. Anybody, everybody, come and gather around. If you don't feel to come forward, just stand there and want God, look to God, and tell God in your own way how you feel. You don't have to use a written prayer. Just be real. Let God know, I want to change. If you do want to change, you will be changed. Thank you, Lord. Everybody come forward. Let's lift our hands and start praising the Lord. Lift our heart toward Jesus. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is with us always, even to the end of the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The promises of God are upon us. The Word of God is with us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is He worth crying out praises to? Has God been good to you? Have you ever been delivered from darkness? Have you ever been set free from the adversary? Hallelujah. Are you excited enough to say, thank you, Jesus? Praise your name. Are you still aware that God is for you and He's able to take you all the way? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know that there's nothing that God can't do? Do you realize that all things are possible with God if you can only believe it? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Put your trust in Him. Put your trust in Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Praise God. Let God shape your life. Yield to God. Amen, amen. Yield to God. Walk toward the light, away from the darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. God's touching some people right now in a way that they're realizing this is different. Amen. This is different. There are people tonight, amen, undoubtedly, who are being changed. Oftentimes after these services, we get reports. Something happened while you were praying. I said a prayer. I felt something. And then the report comes later. Amen. I did something. I prayed some more. I listened some more. And now I have some questions. And we start answering questions with the Word of God. Then they start saying things like, well, what can I do now? I do want to serve God. I do want to serve God. And pretty soon somebody wants to get baptized in Jesus' name. Just one man here is checking out to see if he was baptized right. Follow me out, or we were on the parking lot a few nights ago, and he says, I'm going to double check and make sure I've been baptized in Jesus' name. That's because there's something inside of him that says, I want to serve God. Amen. I didn't start this out in my life to play games. I meant business when I started, and I mean business now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. What happened? What happened? There's an old dog out there. We call him the devil. It was trying to keep him from heaven by saying, you can be baptized just any old way. Or maybe you can be baptized, but you don't have to be baptized in Jesus' name. Hey, look, you do have to be baptized in Jesus' name. That's the only way you can be baptized, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And everybody on the internet that hasn't been baptized in Jesus' name, you have not been baptized and you're not saved. But you can be. Come out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God. Because the devil is on a leash. You have power with God tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love to get the water ready. We love to baptize people. But something we love more than that, after they come out of the water, they keep on living for God. And nothing can stop them. Amen. Every temptation they come up against, they find a way around it, through it, over it, and they keep going. And they keep winning victories. And they keep saying, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise be to God! The grace of the Lord is still upon me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Well, you know, some people say, well, I'd rather go to a church where they don't yell so much. All right, let me change. What I just said was, amen, in our benediction. Amen. We all need God. And we don't have to play games. And we don't have to let any suggestion that's against the Word of God take us aside. God's word is true. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Brother Joe.
If I had the bells I used to ring as a kid, I'd ring those next. Sorry, I don't have them. That's right. Long time ago. Praise God. Amen. Wonderful service. I can't add anything to what has already been done or said. Praise God. Continue to put your trust in the Lord. Amen. And He will help you. And let's pray right now one more time. The word of faith can save the sick. Amen. Lord, I thank you for healing tonight. Go throughout this building as you've done for many of us, even recently. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us and causing us to remember what was said tonight. And Lord, I thank you that your word does not return void, for shaking us up, for causing our minds to be stirred from our complacency to think about where our soul dwells. Hallelujah. Lord, your truth has come to sever us from this life without you. Hallelujah, Lord. Not to patty cake our way to a devil's hell, but to deliver us from darkness, to serve the living God. Save us from your wrath in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. A serious thing. Consider it seriously. Amen. God's not playing games. He loves you enough to tell you the truth. God bless you. Praise the Lord.